Pali word for meditation is bhavana. It means to develop. You want to develop good qualities in your mind because they can be your refuge. When we're born, we depend on people outside, things outside. But as we get older, as we grow up, we have to learn how to depend on ourselves. So, develop some good qualities. How do you do that? Here's an exercise. Focus on your breath. Remember to stay with the breath each time you come in, each time you go out. Each time you remember it, you're strengthening the quality of mindfulness. And then we watch what you're doing to make sure that you really are here. That's alertness. And then if you're not here, you bring it back. Bring the mind back to the breath. If you are here, try to be as sensitive as you can to the breath. This is a quality called ardency. You're trying to do this well. You develop qualities like this, then you can use them wherever you go, whatever tasks you have. So be mindful, be alert, be ardent. When something's worth doing, it's worth doing well. You want that to be a habit. You don't just go through the motions. You really do pay attention to what you're doing, because as the Buddha said, the Dharma is nourished by two things. One is committing yourself to doing it well, and then reflecting on the results. And if the results are good, you keep on doing what you're doing. If they're not good, then you say, I've got to change. You think about what you might do to change things, like if the breath is not comfortable to stay with, you can change the breath. Or if the mind just doesn't want to settle down, what's wrong with the mind? Where does it go right now? What is its preoccupation? If it's thinking about something it wants or something it hates, try to look at the drawbacks of getting involved in those desires and getting involved in those hatreds. They're really not good for you. Those are not the kind of qualities you want to develop because you can't depend on them. The Buddha said that if you develop bad qualities, act on bad intentions, then the results of your actions are going to be like a big heavy cart that you have to drag behind you. It's going to be heavy. It's going to weigh you down. Whereas the good things you do are like a shadow. They follow you and they don't weigh anything at all. And when the sun is out, you can depend on your shadow. So try to develop good things in the mind. And don't develop the things that you know are unskillful. We don't think of ourselves as developing them. But if you keep going back to thoughts that are not skillful, they get stronger and stronger. They take over. You want to be in charge. You want to be in charge for the sake of your long-term welfare and happiness. That's the sign of wisdom, the Buddha said, if you think about the long-term. When people are not wise, they just think about the short-term. They feel like they want to do something, and they just do it without stopping to think. And John Swett said that's the definition of a stupid person. A thought comes into the mind, and it just comes out their mouth or comes out in their actions. You have to filter these things. And mindfulness, alertness, ardency are good filters for deciding whether this is something that's good or something that's not good. In this way, you get more and more in charge of your own life, and you do a better job of it doing it too. So try to develop these good qualities in the mind. Don't develop the qualities that will weigh you down. The good qualities are like a road. It's well paved. Bad qualities are like going off the road and getting stuck in the brush, stuck in the forest where it's hard to get out. But you stay on the road. Wherever you go, the ride is smooth. That's why the Buddha called his teachings a path. They take you to a good place. You get off the path, you get stuck in the briars, you get stuck in the thorns. So stay on the path. Because he guarantees that it's going to take you to a place that you're happy that you arrive at.